I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they found a nice table at an antique shop, but the table just wasn't as nice as it looked.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share your real ghost stories with us. You can call in anytime, 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You could get ad-free versions of the show. You'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Kathy Gordon's with me today.
I am.
And this story right here is why I don't buy antiques. I'm just telling you that right now. This is the kind of story that I'm afraid of.
of things that just you'll bring into your house. It has something attached to it or it's in it or whatever. And then all hell breaks loose.
Yep. Yep. And so I hear stories like this and then I think to myself, yep, exactly why I don't have any antiques. Hmm. I don't think I have one antique-y thing. There are some old things I have, but I know where they came from, like from our grandmother,
our dad,
our dad's girlfriend. I've got some of her stuff, but it's like, I just don't want to randomly, I don't know anything about this piece and bring it into the house. That's why I don't go antique shopping.
Interesting.
Now, my friend, she does do all that stuff and she buys stuff and resells it. Like that's her job. Mm-hmm. And her entire house is filled with shit like that. And I'm like,
okay, but does she have any problems?
I think she lives in a haunted house.
Does she notice that there's an issue?
I'm going to talk to her about that.
Okay, because I would like to know what she has to say about it.
They're recording an episode, her and her daughter, with us for the new show.
Yeah, I would like to know what she's got
we're
to say.
We're putting some, we got this new show that we're working on getting some episodes recorded and everything like that. But they're going to be on in a couple weeks. So good. We will okay. find out.
We will find out about that. And, you know, I used to work in a museum and I was surrounded by antiques and really old, you know, artifacts. And it always felt creepier as hell in there.
Because there's probably, you know, I just
there was
think,
a lot of old toys yeah. and things, you know. And
I don't know why old toys in particular, but I always say this all the time. Dolls! Old oh. dolls, oh, my and it God, was, no!
We had over 2,000 dolls.
That's just too many.
She had the
Break
big,
that collection.
She had
up.
That huge doll collection. And there were so many dolls in there, and they were all creepy. And
then there's people who go in there just to look at
oh,
them.
Oh, yeah, they're doll it's collectors.
Like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, my God, look
they
at
had
this
dolls
one.
Worth thousands and thousands and thousands.
I don't get it. So this is interesting. So it says, there have been several occurrences that have happened to my parents over the years. I wanted to share their story and see what you think. Maybe get some explanations for these things, if there are any. That's actually in this. That was not my commentary. Over the years, my mother has told me about events that her and my father have witnessed and I have always been in awe. My parents were never believers in the supernatural until these events occurred. I want to get to the bottom of these experiences, so I sat down with my mother. My father does not like to talk about it, and she recounted the events. We built a new house in 1993. It never experienced anything out of the ordinary that we noticed until 2000. So they lived there a long time, seven years before anything happened. So it says, my parents were antique shopping and bought a small hallway table from an antique store called Dave's. Dave's Antiques.
It doesn't sound scary.
Right. If you need antiques, go see Dave. No, it sounds super friendly.
Yeah.
My mother remembers it being very creepy. It was in a barn and had lots of very old, kind of junky things. Even the store owner seemed kind of creepy and off to her. Really, was it Dave's or was it Creepy Dave's Antiques? Because mm-hmm. Creepy Dave's Antiques is just different. All they bought was the table, and that's when everything started. The first occurrence happened while my parents were at home alone one night watching TV. They were sitting side by side in separate recliners. The back of the recliners faced into the kitchen. On the outside entry door of the kitchen, there was a window, and stuck on the window was a rubber ball covered in suction cups. Like the ones you get as a prize at an arcade. I don't know what that even looks like. But apparently there are balls that you can stick to your windows.
Okay, with suction cups on them. Okay.
I don't know that, but okay. So someone had stuck it up there and left it there just goofing around. My parents heard a thud coming from the kitchen behind them, and they both turned around in their recliners and saw that the ball had come off the window and was sitting on the floor. Thinking nothing of it, they continued watching TV. I don't think I would think anything of that because I would just go, the suction cup.
Yeah.
Didn't suction.
Yeah, it just came loose. Yeah, it can happen.
Later, my mom got up to do a load of laundry, and when she came back down, apparently that was upstairs. When she came back down, she walked through the kitchen and noticed that the ball was stuck back on the window. Thinking it would be very strange for my dad to get up and stick it on there, she asked him about it. He turned around in his recliner and he said that he'd never even gotten up. That night was the 10-year anniversary of my grandfather's death, my dad's dad. I don't know. Okay. That could be a coincidence. But really weird that it would come off of the window and you turn around and you both see that it's come off the window. It's kind of weird that you had a suction-y ball stuck on your window anyway. But it comes off and then it magically goes back on. That's okay. The weird part.
But there's nobody else in the house.
It says it's just them.
Okay, so there's nobody that's pranking them. Nobody that, you know.
That information's not here. Nothing about a prank.
Okay.
So, but then it gets creepier. Okay. That's the non-creepy part.
Okay.
The next occurrence happened not long after the ball incident on a day that my mom was home by herself. The antique table they had bought was in the foyer, across from the side of the stairs. My mom was walking down the stairs and was startled to find that the table was moved straight across the foyer and was up against the stairs. How does that happen? She was so freaked out that she left the house and wouldn't return until my dad came home later that night. I'd have done the same thing. I'm like, I can't.
So she had to move the table to get off the stairs,
yeah,
correct?
And because, you know, a table like that would be along the wall.
Yeah.
And then it's moved across.
Mm-hmm.
So not long after the table moved across the room, there was another incident in the foyer. There was an area rug that covered a majority of the floor, and two legs of the antique table sat on top of it. The other two legs sat on the hardwood, and the table was up against the wall. Once again, my mom was home by herself. When to walk through the foyer, she was shocked to see the area rug was folded over the long ways twice toward the table.
Oh.
So, like somebody
had folded up the rug.
And then she freaked out and left the house. Whew. Around this time, my little brother, who was 4 years old, started saying things to my parents that were a little out of the ordinary. One time he was sitting in the living room watching TV and came into my mom very frightened and told her he saw a clown that went from the TV up to the ceiling. Another incident happened when one day he called for my mom to come in his room. He told her that he saw Sissy, meaning myself, in the closet. I was not at home, so apparently he saw a girl about my age at the time, 17. This really started to scare my parents. They realized that all of these things started to happen after they bought that antique table, so they decided to take it back to the antique shop. When they got there, to their dismay, the shop had been closed down. So apparently Creepy Dave's was no longer in business. Oh. Creepy Dave's Antiques is gone, if it was ever there.
Yeah, I was just going to say, was it ever there?
They took the table to the basement, and things started to settle down. I love that they're going to take it back to Creepy Dave's. And I don't even know if he's creepy, but no, oh. He sold him this table, so of course he's Creepy Dave's.
It's a little suspicious that it was closed down.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like something out of the Twilight Zone.
It does, doesn't it?
The whole thing does. Mm-hmm. So my mom told her mother about the things that they had experienced since they got the table, and she said that she would like to take it. She is a true believer of the supernatural, and she thought it would be neat to get to experience all those things.
Oh.
Oh.
Has she not ever experienced all those things?
Could you imagine?
Because you don't purposely take a table if you've had those experiences right. before.
I love the supernatural. I would love to have that table in my house.
I would love to have something like a clown jump out of the TV at me. That'd be great.
I really, really want things like moving in my house unexpectedly. This sounds like so much fun. So they gave it to her. Gladly, mm-hmm. they gave it to her.
Sure, okay.
Not long after receiving the table, my grandmother started to notice some unusual occurrences happening at night. Well, Grandma, what did you expect?
Well, it's just what she wanted.
The toilet in her house would randomly flush. That's creepy. It's like I have a ghost and you're taking a dump.
I don't think we've ever had ghost flushing before, have we?
That's a new one to me. And her computer would dial up like it was logging onto the internet. Remember that very distinct sound?
Yeah.
Like, those are two really weird things. I've got to take a dump and get online. What? Also, at 2 a.m. sharp, her dogs would start wildly barking for absolutely no reason.
Mm.
The table then started to freak my grandmother out, so she gave the table to my uncle. One morning, he was getting ready for work. His wife and son were sleeping. His daughter was in the shower. He went out to get the morning paper, and when he walked back to the house, he was surprised to find the deadbolt had been locked from the inside. He banged on the door until his daughter got out of the shower and let him in. His wife and son were still sleeping. He gave the table back to my grandmother. So do you suppose that grandma was like, Bob?
Does she still?
You know, you can have this table, Bob. It's a really nice table. Did she tell him that not only have I been having my toilet flushing and shit happening, but your sister, I'm assuming, maybe they're sisters, she's having the same stuff. But do you want the table? He's like, yeah, sure.
And dial up.
Yeah. Then came the day that was the last straw.
Oh.
My uncle was over at my grandma's house, and he was standing up on a chair changing a light bulb when he was pushed out of the chair onto the floor by what he could only describe as a force. He then proceeded to take the table outside, douse it with gasoline, and burned it. After the table was gone, all activity stopped. What do these paranormal occurrences sound like to you? Poltergeist activity? Do you think paranormal entities attach themselves to things? Thanks for listening, Ashley.
Well, there's a common denominator in this story.
The damn table!
It sure sounds like
it. Oh, and there's been so many stories and people who have talked about bringing something into their home and they felt like something came with it. Mm-hmm. So I personally believe absolutely, and I've talked to people who collect those kind of objects that things are attached to, and I don't know why you would, but obviously they're way more into this than I am. You know, I absolutely. Now, why a table? I have no idea.
That is odd, though.
But, you know, I think it could be anything.
Yeah.
It's why don't go to Creepy Dave's Antiques.
Dave Edgar Allan Poe Johnson.
Antiques.
Antiques.
That's just, that whole thing is creepy. But it also does sound like a script for a Twilight Zone episode. But then you would burn the table at the very end. The uncle get pissed. He goes out and burns the table. Then everything's fine. Until.
Or is it?
Yeah. Like the wind blows up and the ashes move around and the ashes end up in the
house. I'd like to know how her grandmother feels about those things now.
Yeah. It was so neat.
It's
I had the neatest experience with an old table. Yeah, I gave it to my son. He doused it in gasoline. He burned it, but when I had it, it was just flushing tables.
Flushing
toilets. And my AOL was firing up. But other than that, now at my daughter's house.
Her dogs would bark.
But overall, it was a neat experience.
There was just too much, too many things happen that seemed to be around this table. So,
lowest common denominator, the table.
The table.
Table's gone. Shit stopped. There you go.
I agree.
Don't buy Creepy Dave Antiques. Okay, here is our next story. It's a caller. Here we go.
Okay.
Hey there. Hello. My name's Kelly. I'm from Michigan, Canton, Michigan. And I'm a real estate agent. Love your show. I love listening to it. And always gives me the creeps. And when I'm walking my dogs through the dark park at night. Anyway, so I just thought this would be a good one to tell among others, but I'm a real estate agent. So, excuse me, I was showing a couple with a four-year-old houses, and the first couple houses I had met them at, cute little kid. He was kind of, you know, into his own world and kind of hyper. Didn't talk to me too much because he's kind of shy. Anyway, the third time I'd met them, they said that their four-year-old had asked before they came to see me if my dad was going to be there again. And, we just brushed it off, thought it was funny. But then when I was actually walking my dogs in the park that night, I realized that the day I went to show the house to them that third time, or the second time before he had asked about it, my dad being there, we'd had a really bad time in our family. My nephew actually was held up a hospital in a small town. and the town was under lockdown. It was pretty awful. He had been prescribed opioids at 15 years old by a well-known doctor in New York State, who was actually arrested a month before this happened to him and to our family. But that morning before I showed him the house, I had come across a stuffed animal that my father has passed away from Alzheimer's. But she had made us all teddy bears with his house coat material. And I'd found the teddy bear that morning when my nephew was in trouble. And I had prayed that my dad would look after us and be with us. And I always keep a picture of him on my dashboard, actually. And I talked to him a few times that day, and I was walking the dogs and realized that that's the day he had asked if my dad was going to be there. And I called his parents right away, and I said, I just wanted to let you know this is what happened. And it really shocked me when I realized what he had asked. And the father actually answered the phone, and he said it didn't surprise him at all that his son talks to people, sees people all the time. So I just thought that was a sign that my dad really was there looking after us. And all's well that ends well. It's getting better, and he looked after us. So, all right, thanks, and I will be listening. It's always a pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was very fascinating. You know, first off, I'm sorry about your nephew and the opioid thing touching your family. That is... It's just so prevalent, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm so sorry that happened. But in a very weird way, it's very comforting to know that your father's there.
Yeah, she needed her dad, and he was there.
Yeah.
That would be a really weird feeling when all those dots would have connected. Because I could see also why it wouldn't have connected right away, because the shock of what was going on, and then what, my dad?
Is my dad going to come?
Like, where did that come from? And then, but once you think it through, because like the shock of her nephew alone, that would.
Well, and it's interesting that as I recall this right, the parents said, our son wants to know if your dad's going to be there again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's odd for the parents to say that. I mean, did they see her dad? You know what I mean?
No, I don't think so. I think that, like, at the end when she said, the father said, you know, this is not uncommon. This happens all the time.
Yeah.
So when they knew that their son had seen her dad, which is why they told her.
Which I'm not sure I would do. Like, you know, if I had a child that was seen, you know. I don't know if I would scare people with that information, you know, when you don't know somebody very well, whether you tell them things or not. We've had this discussion before. Should you not, you know, how do you do it? But I'm glad they did, because I do think it gave her some comfort.
Yeah.
Knowing that her dad is there.
My guess is that there would be a shock if you had a little... sixth sense child who sees dead people. That would be a lot to wrap your brain around on a regular basis. But then, like that, maybe sometimes in this case, you know, they've also discovered that information can help people, mm-hmm. can heal people a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it is kind of maybe they picked up on a certain vibe from her and they're like, you know, we think we could tell her this. She needs to hear this.
You know, I'm trying to think, you know, when my son was seeing my dad and talking to my dad, I mean, I think you knew. I'm just trying to think who else would have, maybe, you know, my husband, but I'm just not sure that it was information that I just put out there.
No, I don't think so, because it's personal, number one.
Yeah.
In that case, because it was, you know, within
our family.
But then you don't want people, you lived in a little town, you don't want people looking at your son weird. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's a kid who sees his grandpa who died.
Yeah. You know? But it's interesting because the same thing with these parents.
Yeah.
You know?
But my guess is they might have that sense about people
mm-hmm.
and they know who they can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
You would know when you come across that real asshole. It's like, I'm not telling that guy.
Yeah.
Maybe they just felt like they could tell her.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good story.
That really was.
Actually, mm-hmm. Dad was there when you needed him. Well, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can get an ad-free version of the show. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive. By becoming a premium subscriber, you can do it through Apple Podcasts, through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.